Okay, is there someone here in the audience? The case is, it's closed, when there's no testimony being taken in regards to this.
We understand the, we just want to point out, I don't know where the shortfall was, but we submitted that information the Friday after the hearing.
Yeah, I saw it, it got clocked in on the 30th of June, so yeah, there wasn't any question about when it got submitted for whatever reason, it just did not get out to the board members.
And the reason we did not make the hearing 2 weeks ago was because it was just mistakenly left off the agenda, and we were assured it would be properly addressed on this meeting.
It probably.
Originally, the record was left open until the last meeting.
Yeah, the idea was that it would be submitted and the board would have a chance to look at it for the next meeting, but I don't know why it didn't happen, but it just didn't, but. Yeah, I understand that there was the requirement that was that it had to be submitted by July 6th, so it came in on the 30th of June. Right, so it could have been on the meeting on the 6th, but it was not. I don't know why, but I don't know why it didn't get disseminated to the members either, but I mean, don't ask the board to decide a case when it hasn't had a chance to view the evidence.
I think we're just trying to let you gentlemen know that we submitted in a timely manner. We weren't dragging our feet.
No, I understood that. That's why I put on the record that you supplied it in time. I'm not blaming you guys. It's the office should have had it out to the members in a more timely manner.
But if you'd like to prove it, I mean, we wouldn't have done it.
We'd be glad to give you time to read it.
Okay. Where was we at now? Oh, okay. Next case is case number 10,427. Ronald J. Hoffman, intersection of 26 and 346. Special use exception for a billboard.
This was, Ron, you asked to table, table this one, and it was placed without a permit.
Mm-hmm.
Ad Art did the work. I mean, they're an advertising company. They ought to know about that, sign company.
They should, most definitely. Yeah, I went down with that. Yeah, they certainly did that with. They knew it. The sign company did on. That was a communication thing.
Did you look at that? Are you good with it?
Yeah, this is a case where I guess it's both sides were approved originally, and the office sits there and blocks the entire two billboards, so they don't put anything on it. So instead of getting a permit, he just went ahead and made an angle and built the two out further.
Just add it on.
Huh?
Add it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Figuring that you don't need a permit to add on.
Yeah. he assumed, being he already had a permit for four, I guess.
And he'd just go ahead and do them.
But he assumed wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the other building's blocking the.
Yeah, you can't see it for the building, you know.
Yeah.
Right, but when he come in, we gave it to him.
He didn't use that side of it.
Right.
Now you got a picture of it, so you.
Yeah, we approved it. That's what he wanted, and then. You know, then he turned around, didn't do it. He didn't realize he didn't have to get a permit. He was going to put up two more.
But we approved it for a single.
In the back of it, yeah. He wanted to. It was, two-sided sign. He only had one at the front, but he was only been done. He wants to come in and get approved to be able to see do the back of that.
Was it double deck like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was.
So, but he didn't like it because the building there, nobody can see it after they did it, so he didn't see it. Didn't think it was wrong. He just went right ahead and put the two new ones on this end.
Billboards require a permit, right? Mm-hmm. And the permit's supposed to be on the billboard.
Should
and
be.
So below this billboard, there's a sign that says Ad Art.
Right. That's right, yeah.
Oh, so they must have gotten a billboard permit from the state, but not a permit from the county.
Right, he didn't think he had to, means they already had the permits he'd do the back of it with. They just figured that they, or what I wrote down, and they just went and put it there with. Didn't realize until after he'd done it, no, he didn't do it intentionally, but anyway, it happened. What is that zone they're in there too?
Zone B1, or that was questionable, whether.
They're not allowed to have them B1, is it B1?
Yeah.
Yeah, B1.
Huh?
B1 was an issue, it shouldn't have.
So they can't.
Should be there to start with.
So they can't even request it?
No.
Right?
Is that right, Madam Secretary?
Was the zoning changed?
In 85, and this was approved in 05 for the billboard.
Yeah.
It was approved in 05?
Yep.
And there's a permit for a sign in 05 also.
Was that for an existing?
Specifically, it's for the billboard, it might be for something else.
Was that for rebuilding an existing billboard, or?
Yeah, just for on the back of it, I believe. We need to, go back and look at that.
If it was a new application in 05 and it was zone B1, it shouldn't have ever been.
Been approved, yeah.
Which is why I think it must be something else to it. Like, maybe he already had permission for one side and came in and asked for the backside or something. I don't know.
I could research that, maybe do that again, to be sure.
Here's the minutes from that.
Huh?
There's minutes here from that meeting.
From the 05?
For the billboard.
Who's the secretary?
Ms. Hudson presented the case. They were sworn in, testified requesting a special use to add another face to the existing billboard and a 600-foot variance from the maximum allowable 600-square-foot requirement for a billboard. That the existing billboard is two signs facing the same direction. And then that the proposed billboard will be to add two faces to the back of the existing billboards.
So he had the billboard up and he just wanted to put faces on the backside.
And approved it.
Then discovered that nobody could see it.
Yeah, the billboard had been on the property for approximately 20 years at that point, which would have been before.
Yeah, so he didn't think they could see it, so he just went in and put a new one.
That was just a change in non-conforming. So we granted it, he didn't do it, and then he turns around.
Granted it to be.
Double sided.
Double sided, but then he didn't want that, he wanted to go ahead and put the ones down the road, so he could see them all together.
That's what he should have asked for, applied for.
Then he could still put them on the back.
Yeah, just remove those and put them on the back.
But it wasn't done.
That's true, they're 1 year's up, you know.
So they gotta come now.
Probably couldn't even do that now.
He'd have to start all over.
Excuse me. But he can't do it though, right?
And he'd have to start all over, he'd apply again.
It was there before it was zone B1, therefore it's a non-conforming use.
Oh, okay.
What was approved in 05 was to add.
Two faces.
Two faces on the reverse.
The reverse side.
Right, which they didn't do within a year, so now they can't do that.
Yeah.
So it's not like they weren't aware of the fact they needed some kind of permission to do something. And then all of a sudden, they went ahead and did it. And didn't do what they were requested to do, but essentially added another billboard.
Added on to it.
Which isn't even allowed.
Yeah.
To add another billboard. Because if they took this one down now, they couldn't even ask for one.
Yeah.
They couldn't?
B1. The existing's non-conforming.
Right.
They can repair it, they can do whatever they want to it, but when they take it down to replace it, it can't be replaced.
Never.
Well, John, what they added on is legal then?
No.
No, what they added on is illegal.
Illegal, that's what I mean, that's what I said. What they added on is illegal, they got to take it down.
Yeah, he added another billboard.
Yeah, so they got to take it down and just keep what he's got.
Right.
If we say no.
So if we deny it, he's got to take the one side down that he just put up.
Yeah, these two new ones on that end, yeah.
But he can leave the original.
He can leave the original.
No, he can leave the original one, yeah.
But he can't.
But he can't add those ones on the back of it.
But he can't add the ones on the backside now.
Those have to come down, and he can't put any on the backside because his year's up.
And if we do deny, whether we do or do not deny that, he should be made aware that even though that variance was granted, the year has passed.
Yeah, that was in '05, 4 years is gone.
Yeah.
So 3 years passed his grace period, so yeah, he can't do nothing but leave what he's got and just hope it don't fall down. If it falls down, the original one, can't put it back up.
But you can do repairs on that, right?
Oh, yeah, he can do all repairs on it right now, but he cannot put the ones in the back of the facings that we approved.
Poles deteriorate, it's over.
If poles deteriorate and it crumbles down, it's over with. Can't go back with it.
Okay, is that not maintenance? Repairing a pole?
It blows over, the wind blow it down?
The wind blows it over, or it rots, falls down.
If you see it's coming, stabilize it.
It's B1.
It's not down to B1.
He can only reface it.
Okay.
But he can't do those in the back now.
So he's got to tear that part down, if we...
If we don't pass, oh yeah, the new part.
You know, I mean, that's...
And he might permit for it, so...
Yeah, just...
I mean, admit it to it, he knew, I mean, at least he... No, he said he...
We've granted in the past some exceptions that are minor, but this isn't a minor thing. This is putting up a whole new billboard.
Of course, people, he said he had to help him, or he went to, they told me to do it, you know, he was going on that too, though, so that's a shame.
Yeah, but...
Give him the benefit of the doubt, huh?
Yeah, you can point the finger at somebody else, he came here in 2005 was granted a variance special use.
Sure.
Special use, he was granted in 05 and never did anything with it.
I'm missing 4 years, so...
He can point the finger anywhere he wants.
Oh, definitely. But I mean, this one's wrong, though, the one that's here, that's for sure. If there's no further discussion and everybody's ready, I'll entertain a motion then. On case number 10-427.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 10-427 simply because a billboard can't be put up in a B1.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Wharton that we deny.
And I'd like to amend that in that they also be advised that they cannot...
Use the back.
Use the backside because the 1 year has passed, and that our council send a letter to the adder.
Okay, let me get this right. Then I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10-427. Reasons being, number one, it's not allowed in a B1 zone. Number two, that a letter be sent to the applicant advising them that they are not allowed to put the facings on the backside, and that we request that our attorney would send a letter to Edward informing them. Is that your motion? Everyone understand the motion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Not voted. Okay, all opposed? A motion is denied. At 4-0, one not voting. Okay, our next case is case number...